Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island, pairing beer and music since 1988. Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago, Illinois. Listen critically, enjoy responsibly.
You're listening to Sound Opinions, and later in the show, we're going to dig deep into the musical legacy of author William S. Burroughs. But first, we have some new music to review.
The night of Santiago, and I was passing through. So I took her to the river, as any man would do. Her thighs, they slipped away from me like schools of startled fish. Though I've forgotten half my life, I still remember this.
That is The Night of Santiago from the new Leonard Cohen record, Thanks for the Dance. Yes, you heard that right, the new Leonard Cohen album. Cohen died in 2016 at the age of 82. And during the sessions for what was his final record, when he was alive, You Want It Darker, he was also working on the songs that became this album. Cohen, published poet, one of the greatest songwriters of the last half century. His songs have been covered by numerous artists. We're talking Nina Simone, R.E.M., Jeff Buckley, John Cale, Lana Del Rey, Tori Amos, Roberta Flack. The list goes on. One of the most revered songwriters of our time. 14 studio albums since 1967. Not a huge output for such a major artist. He's taken some lengthy hiatuses in the middle of that long career. Classic songs like Famous Blue Raincoat, Suzanne, Bird on the Wire, Hallelujah. It only seems like it's been interpreted by several million people. only a slight exaggeration, though. And over those six decades, he has become a revered figure in modern music, called the Master of Erotic Despair. He worked on the final records of his career with his son, Adam, as the co-producer. This is the final work that he produced, apparently. Called Thanks for the Dance. Here is a track from it. It is called Happens to the Heart from Leonard Cohen on Sound Opinions.
There's a mist of summer kisses where I tried to double park. The rivalry was vicious. The women were in charge. It was nothing, it was business. But it left an ugly mark. I've come here to revisit. What happens to the heart?
That is Happens to the Heart by Leonard Cohen from the album Thanks for the Dance. Greg, that line absolutely kills me about I never called it art. I just did my work, and I met Christ and read Marx. I don't think there's ever been a more Leonard Cohen line. I also love that song that we bumped in with, The Night of Santiago. It tells of an illicit romance down by the river. I've forgotten half my life, but I still remember this, Cohen says. And it turns out that his paramour has lied to him. She's married with kids. She neglected to mention that. And he says, well, you were born to judge, but forgive me, I wasn't. Again, what a life force at 82 years old in the studio with some impressive guests, I have to say. Daniel Lanois stops by to add piano.
You kick off your sandals and shake out your hair. It's torn where you're dancing. It's torn everywhere.
He's got vocalists ranging from Damien Rice to Feist, adding backing vocals. You and I, when we've talked about Cohen, and we've done it several times in the last couple of years because of this kind of grand finale, last act in his career, have made the point that often on record, he could be disappointing. Mm. It could be way overproduced, cheesy 80s synths dominating the work for a long time. This is a wonderfully minimalist record. Mm. You know, guitar, piano, vocals, Leonard. What else do you need? I think it's brilliant, and in a lot of ways, I like it even better than his official last album.
Well, I wish I could be as complimentary as you are of Cohen's last record. And I'm holding it against a pretty high standard because I think the last three albums that he worked on, which is really remarkable. You talk about a guy in his 70s and early 80s making albums as good as Old Ideas, Popular Problems, and then You Want It Darker in 2012 through 2016. That's a pretty high standard. I feel as if this record is a notch below those.
Really?
I think it's a okay to good record. I think the track that we played at the top, Happens to the Heart, is one of the best tracks he's done in recent years. I think the rest of the work, some of it, to me, The Night of Santiago, is a bit of a purple prose romance novel.
No, get out of here.
Thing. I'm not, you know, I just think that.
Well, you were born to judge,
by
but
numbers.
I wasn't.
Yeah. Puppets.
Puppet,
you know, the
yeah,
political metaphors.
I'm not.
I don't think it's a very strong song.
Puppet German. Puppet Jew. Puppet president's command. Puppet troops to burn the land.
See, look. How long did it take him to write Alleluia, his best-known song?
About ten years, at
ten,
least.
10 years, yeah. Right? Famously
and
wrote,
he's still
like,
unfinished,
and
according
he's still
to him.
Considered it. I think Cohen could be overcooked, right? Mm. Too much time in the kitchen making the stew. This has a loose, spontaneous feel that I really value. This is a punk rocker.
It's an interesting take. I'm of the opposite view. I think he ran out of time. I think he would have made this a better record if he had lived to finish it out. He left basically an unfinished record for his son to finish. Not that his son did a bad job. I just think if Cohen had been able to spend more time on this record would have risen to the level of the previous three.
That is a little bit of the song Glorious from the first full album by Sudan Archives, Athena. Sudan Archives, Greg, is a young woman named Brittany Parks, who is a self-taught violinist, singer, songwriter, producer, musical family. Her stepdad worked with L.A. Reid and Babyface at LaFace Records, initially tried to launch a career for his stepdaughter as a teen pop act. Mm. That did not last long. Brittany had other ideas. They involved sitting in her bedroom with do-it-yourself recording equipment and crafting a really sophisticated R&B sound based on her songs, her voice, and that violin. I love that violin. I'm not usually a violin fan. Key to her first two EPs that introduced her to the world, and now comes this full-length album. She's working with a trio of great producers, Greg, including folks who've worked with King Krewell, Danny Brown, The XX, but it's really her record. Let's play a song, and we'll get deep into our opinions about it. This is Did You Know by Sudan Archives from the album Athena on Sound Opinions. That is Did You Know from the new Sudan Archives record, Athena, the debut album from Sudan Archives. I remember you and I both saw this woman at South by Southwest at probably, what, a couple of years ago? Yeah, maybe 3 years ago.
Mesmerizing performer. She did a solo set with basically a beatbox and her violin. And the dancing, the vocals, the blend of hip-hop and these exotic sort of sounds from derived from a lot of African music, because apparently she was inspired by Sudanese violin playing as an influence on her.
Well, I read an interview with her. She didn't like the name Brittany.
Yeah,
you know, and said to her mom, "I want a new name." And her mom said, "How about Sudan?" And that led her to investigate the culture,
totally
the music, the whole
serendipitous kind of, you know, circumstance. Okay, I'm going to study this music, and it influenced her style of music. Now, you'd referenced her early forays into sort of more of a traditional sound. You hear a little bit of that in the R&B style vocals of a song like Limitless, you know, which were very hooky. You could say, oh, that could be a commercial radio song. Says she got a new friend, says she got a new day, says she living in the hills. But what I love on this record is the more experimental feel that she brings to it. You know, that track Glorious that we played at the top, with the violin very prominent, you know, it's plucked, it's struck, and it's bowed, you know, and it, she's using this piece of wood as an instrument, a sound machine, and she's creating all this wonderful, not only sort of a hip-hop loop on it, but also creating the melody line over the top. Then she's got those chanted vocals and the guest verse from that rapper, D8. Talk about a hybrid of sounds. I mean, we're talking about several centuries of African music here that is sort of being compressed.
Well, not just African.
Into this 3 and 4 minute
song.
You know,
she was fascinated when she learned to play the violin with Irish jigs. So every once in a while, you get a burst of Celtic fiddle music.
Yeah, and I love, like, you know, the record is it is meant to be listened to as a whole. You know, those little interstitial tracks that are in there, like Stuck, 68 seconds. That atmospheric violin, the way that's sort of have that trip-hop groove in it. The watery psychedelic feel of a track like Coming Up. I love the way she's mixing the pop with the experimental feel, the sort of exoticism with the more accessible stuff. You know, she's a one-of-a-kind artist. This is a great start to her career.
And it's a stunning debut to be this confident right out of the gate on a first full album. I think it puts her up there with others right now who are redefining the boundaries of R&B. I'm thinking FKA Twigs. I'm thinking Solange. I'm thinking Frank Ocean. Mm-hmm. It is that good. You know, and it is a record about daring to be yourself. You know, as a young woman named Brittany, playing violin, not the coolest instrument, I've heard her say this is a record about a line from the song Confessions. I washed away my fears and trusted my own ears. It's about daring to be whoever you want to be and not living up to anybody else's definition. It promises great things from her in the future.
Couple of rave reviews on Sudan Archives. Do you have an opinion on Sudan Archives or Leonard Cohen, whose record we were split on a little earlier? Call and leave a message on our hotline, 888-859-1800, or find us on Facebook or Twitter. After a break, we're going to talk with author Casey Ray about William S. Burroughs and the cult of rock and roll. That's coming up on Sound Opinions from WBEZ Chicago and PRX.